And the container that is love for the emotions, is that container aspect, is that like the bubble of non-physical?
No.
Can you make a metaphor between the love as a container and what the soul does, or how electricity does its thing, or gravity holds the world together?
No.
Is love limited to the physical existence?
It's limited to the inner kingdom.
It's the inner kingdom, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where emotions are.
So love is a factor, a characteristic of the inner kingdom.
It is not a characteristic. It is the force field of the inner kingdom.
Okay, what's the force field of the outer kingdom?
There's not one.
What's the force field of the middle kingdom?
There's not one.
Only the inner kingdom has a force field.
That's correct. Now, you can open the force field and allow emotions in your middle kingdom. Get mad or cry or happy.
Now, those can happen in the inner kingdom too, right?
Well, no, that's where they come from.
Oh, you experience the emotions in the middle kingdom.
Only. That's your now.
You hear that, Cal?
Mm-hmm.
That's clarifying things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this love and emotion relationship is a relationship between your inner kingdom and the middle kingdom. Love's a container of your emotions. Which emotions you experience in the middle kingdom?
Correct. You can hear something. We've done this, Bob.
But you can
have an experience on the outer kingdom. Okay? Here we go. We've done this.
I watched 2012. That's an experience, right? I watched the movie 2012. Is that an outer kingdom experience?
Yes.
Okay.
And from your outer kingdom. Now, if you were watching 2012 and something in the movie made you laugh or made you cry or made you have an emotion, that then came from the force field in your inner kingdom, and that emotion then was moved from your inner kingdom to your middle kingdom, and you laughed or cried or got mad or...
Right.
Or depressed or whatever. That was moved from your outer kingdom to your inner kingdom, processed and then applied and experienced in your middle kingdom.
Yeah, so how
because
does... How,
people can watch a movie and one human...
No. Here's the question. The outer kingdom...
We're gonna finish this thought.
Okay.
Two people can be watching a movie. One can cry and be moved with an emotion. And then you look and you go, Carolyn, don't be silly. What are you crying for? Well, it was sad. The dog died or whatever. Well, that's just silly. The dog just died. Why are you crying? Why is this an emotion?
Come on, don't go too long. She cried. Come on, carry on.
Yeah. She cried, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a force field in your outer kingdom, then you both would have had to cry.
If you had a force field in your outer kingdom, you would both have to cry, but we can be
right. Individual. Exactly, because how you process emotion with what's in your force field, what you allow into your middle kingdom or not.
Oh, no, you said what's in your force field, that's your inner kingdom, not, and then you said middle kingdom, that you mixed that up.
What you allow from your inner kingdom to your middle kingdom is what you experience in your now.
And that's individual judgment, preference,
individual,
choice.
Individual, yeah. I have a strong force field.
Okay, I don't need an example. Okay, the outer kingdom... We originally heard that the outer kingdom does not communicate with the inner kingdom. They meet in the middle kingdom.
It still doesn't.
Okay, well you said the outer kingdom goes, follow this. We're trying to figure out what you mean. 2012 is in the outer kingdom, and there is communication with the inner kingdom or a contact because that experience goes to the inner kingdom, correct?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought you
said.
Yeah,
that's what you said.
You did say it, but let's not get bigger. You just restate it again the way you want to say it correctly.
Well, if we can.
Yeah, you can.
All right. Outer kingdom, you have an experience. Yes or no?
Yeah.
You have an experience in the outer kingdom. You can then emote from your inner kingdom. Has nothing to do with the outer kingdom experience. But an emotion can be wrought.
Wait, you say nothing to do it. You do perceive in the inner kingdom that the outer kingdom experience is happening.
Yes, Bob, but you could be in a spaceship within a force field and go through the outer space and it not have any effect on you. So you're saying that the outer kingdom goes through the inner kingdom, and we say, no, it does not. But it can repel or allow
That it must mean the inner kingdom in this sentence. The inner kingdom can allow...
Yes. An emotion to be wrought, depending on how strong or weak your force field is regarding the outer kingdom experience.
Well, that's a factor. What determines... You see, you are having the inner kingdom be aware of the outer kingdom.
Oh, yes, aware, but it doesn't go through it. It doesn't communicate with it. It's what's looking at what the outer kingdom
it
is.
It sees. It's just a perceiving what's going on in the outer kingdom.
Yeah, good. That's exactly right. And that's why emotions then are wrought or not.
Okay, so it's seeing. It's just simple seeing and reacting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... What is the advantage of having this outer kingdom and the inner kingdom? Why don't I just say I see and I perceive and I have emotional reaction?
Because some people don't see it, so therefore it is not.
Yeah.
So you've got to divide it into the outer kingdom to see what you allow. You've got to realize that it's outer kingdom, or otherwise everything you see on TV would have to be in your middle kingdom, and that's not true.
So you're saying you perceive something and not everything goes into your middle kingdom.
Correct. Otherwise, if there was just one kingdom...
Wait. Is that determined by your inner kingdom choices?
No.
So the outer kingdom, if the outer kingdom went into the middle kingdom, if it was the middle kingdom, you'd experience everything and everybody experienced the same thing. So the...
Okay, and here it is. Do you remember the show Bewitched?
Yeah.
Do you know Elizabeth Montgomery?
Yeah, we know it, yeah.
Okay, then we're good.
No. Come on, just move along. What about it? You're emotional. Yeah. See, it's like you're emotional. It's like he has feelings, Carolyn. He gets so sensitive about when you claim you are not hurtable. I mean, you're an emotional kid. This is the way we have to look at this. We have to be very careful. You get so sensitive. So what is that about?
You'd have to twinge your nose and move things around if you didn't have an inner, an outer, and a middle kingdom.
If you didn't have those three, you would have to wiggle your nose.
Because your outer kingdom would be in your now. You saw it, you experienced it, so it had to be.
Hmm. So you're saying if you didn't have the division of the kingdoms, you'd have amazing telekinetic powers?
Yes.
Okay, so...
We got that.
I don't know about the have to. Let's establish that we have that. So why don't we have that? Why don't we stay with that? Why do we create an inner kingdom and a middle kingdom?
Because you don't choose everything from your outer kingdom to be in your experience.
We're talking about how the nose can move things around.
Yeah.
And that would be if we didn't have a middle kingdom, or we didn't have an outer kingdom, or didn't have the distinction.
Yeah, it creates that separation, or the sieving, or the blocking, or the...
Yeah, you... So why do we create that separation, Carol? You don't know.
It would be too much. You know, you don't want to just look at something. Oh, I'd like that. It's on you.
Is that right, Ion? It'd be too much for you?
She should demute.
Demute, Carol.
Sorry.
Yeah, Carol was saying...
We heard it all, and the answer is yes, that's exactly appropriate. And the
okay, now let's find out what yes is referring to. I forget, Carolyn. It's appropriate.
Yeah,
this separation.
Yeah.
To protect
ourselves.
So that
you don't have, it's just like don't want to hear, to see everything that's around us because it's too much information.
That would be your experience in non-physical. Be similar. Everything would be immediately apparent to you. And you do whatever you want with it, right? Correct, Ion? You would see there you're being petulant, you want the exact words. You know what I mean. It's a question, but you want it said technically like a question.
We don't want to be emotional.
No, you are. You just did it there. You're being emotional reacting that way, right, Kim? Just making a game. Why do you... It's interesting. Ion is emotional. It's a petulant little kid that wants it right. So what was the question? See, this is where... If you could accept the correct, we'd move faster, but we got to figure out how to say it as a question mark, even though it is a question.
Or you you could just listen to what we say and go with that, but that's not working
so
out.
So if
you saw something...
No. Here's the question. Okay. In the non-physical, it would be twitching your nose and everything happened what you wanted. That's the way it is in the non-physical?
No, because non-physical doesn't create.
Oh, when you twitch your nose and have something happen, that's called a creation? You move the table from one part of the room to another with your nose. That's a creation.
Yes, we don't move things from one place to
another. Right. So within the physical, it's overwhelming everything, so we create a separation.
Well, you create the separation, Bob, because what if you turned on the computer and they said, everybody died yesterday? Well, if you didn't have three kingdoms to sieve that out, you'd have to die. Because it would be in your middle kingdom.
So your individuals, the three kingdoms are there because that's an expression of your individual sovereignty and not affected by the world.
You get an outer kingdom. You get to find out about it, consider it. Then you can run it through straight to your middle kingdom, no problem. Or you can have an interaction with your inner kingdom and have an emotion and decide, hell no, I'm not having that. And then it's eliminated from your middle kingdom.
Okay, so all that... What did I say, Kellen? The interplay of those three was, what I said a minute ago was important. The interplay of those three, what was the interplay of those three? You require that. Oh, yeah. So we have the three kingdoms because we are untouchable. Our sovereignty self is not affected by the world. And the expression of that fact is the three kingdoms. Well, I don't know. What's next? You know, want to bring more on love?
I don't have the head for it right now.
Okay, so you have people, an event happens, you consider it. Does the considerer exist in the inner kingdom?
No.
Where does it exist, the considerer?
Middle kingdom.
So the middle kingdom is looking at the outer kingdom, and when it says it's considering, somehow then the inner kingdom slips in and it becomes the emotional part of the considering.
Well, yeah, it's right. It's where it activates the pleasure center. This is the fastest path to my joy.
It activates what?
It is the middle kingdom.
It activates the pleasure center, which is aligned with or similar to the inner kingdom, or is the inner kingdom?
Is the inner kingdom.
Okay, so... We learn, Carolyn, so love is a container.
A force field.
It is the inner kingdom. Love is a force field. Mm-hmm. And the inner kingdom and the middle kingdom are not force fields.
No. The inner kingdom is.
Love is a force field in the inner kingdom. The inner kingdom isn't a force field.
Is the inner kingdom a force field, Ion?
It's love, and that would be a force field.
It's love. The inner kingdom is love.
The only thing that the inner kingdom is love.
With emotions as
constant. And the on and off switch. And what? It's the only thing out inside the inner kingdom that's not within the force field is the where you release something from the force field, which is love, into your middle kingdom or repressing of it. That would not exactly be the force field. So,
but it is part of the inner kingdom.
Yes. And so you got love, which is a force field, and the switch that turns it on and off, that's in your inner kingdom.
Right, and that turning off, on and off of the switch, is your choice maker? Or?
It's which emotions you choose to experience in your middle kingdom.
It's the technical response to your choice.
And that's what shows up in your middle kingdom.
Okay.
So if you get mad, then you've allowed anger to come from your inner kingdom to your now.
To be switched on.
That's correct.
Okay, so this point of having an inner kingdom, an outer kingdom, and a middle kingdom is valuable, relevant. Other than saying, I got a body and a heart and a mind, you say, I got these three kingdoms, and that you have those three kingdoms because you are a sovereign, eternal thing that's not affected by the world. That's the reason you've got to bring in the three kingdoms, because you have to figure out your relationship to the world, which is as a switch factor.
And that's why we say that you'll get to a place where your feelings become unhurtable, That's why, because they're safely contained in the force field of love in the inner kingdom.
Are those feelings safely contained in your emotions?
That's all that is contained in the force field.
Right, so you're saying those, you will contain these emotions, and what does that mean, that you can do that?
Is it like those emotions get neutralized by love and don't become so offensive to you?
Unless you allow them into your middle kingdom.
Right, but to say that they're neutralized by love is not accurate, because love is not involved, it's just a container.
It's a barrier.
It's a barrier related to the choice factor of the switch.
That's good. That works.
It's like a duality. You got the container and the switch. That's the makeup of the inner kingdom.
Okay.
The two parts of it. So, how does this...
have all the emotions. You can laugh till you cry.
Right, but so you got emotions. That is created. Love is not emotion. So you do have emotions, though. Let's say, forget about the love factor. You're pointing out that the word love is not appropriate for the emotional world. But what are emotions? The distance between you and you. That's, I know what that is.
No, it isn't. Emotions are a feeling. Anger, depression, hate, fear.
Well, those are products of...
they're not products, they are emotions.
But they're about the distance between you and you.
No, they're not.
Well, what is that relationship?
Why is that having anything to do with you and you? If you're happy, you're happy. If you're not, you're not. But that's not a distance between you.
Oh, so there's not a reason why you're unhappy.
Right. And we don't find a reason to be unhappy, but if you choose to, that's an emotion.
You can have that, can invent that emotion. You can
happiness,
you can invent that emotion. We know that you can invent that emotion, right?
And it's contained in your love, in your force field.
So why do people get mixed? Why do they need to be told that love is not an emotion? Because emotions still are, and they're a main factor in people's lives, and they're involved in them. How does knowing that love is not an emotion clear that up?
Because once you love, then you always love, and it would take care of divorce and or degrees of separation. You gauge your love as an emotion, and it never works or serves you that way.
Oh, no, okay, so this, we got this word love that refers to the technical apparatus that contains things, and people have called the apparatus, the medium, the emotional content, and then the word love screws them all up. So it's like, it's been made a very important word.
Like God.
Yeah, and, okay, so if you get rid of that word, then you have your emotional life, and that carries on.
And you have a control of it now, because it's safe in your force field.
Right, that is what Allison was asking. What is the collective thought? What is the prayer? Love for most people is an image of what people share. It shares between people. It shares all of us. It's sort of like the idea of non-physical. We all have non-physical. Many people say, yeah, that's love.
Well, like herpes.
Yeah. Everybody would say that's like love, right? You know that culture thinks that. We're not saying whether it's right or wrong. We're just saying that people think the non-physical is love. But love is not, it's tiny compared to non-physical.
Absolutely.
It's a little thing that is the container. It's a technical apparatus.
It's a gauge for expression.
Yeah, and the gauge, and then when it gauges, it switches things on, or it is sort of yin and yang, the switch and the gauge.
And that.
Yeah, it's yin yang, the switch and the gauge.
No, and you can.
No, so the gauge is not part of the switch.
No, the gauge is what you decide you're going to have, and then you say, okay, I want some love. I've got love. I want some happy. I want some laughter. Okay, so you say, okay, inner kingdom, send up some happy. I want happy. Come on, happy. Flip the switch. Inner kingdom switch. Here comes happy. Happy.
Okay, so want some happy. Is the happy already in your inner kingdom as an emotion?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So
all emotions are.
Just like all thoughts exist, all emotions exist.
Of course.
That's part of the eternal, the huge now.
And the tiny, I want a little more happy, a little more happy. Okay, I want
so the switch is the valve, the faucet.
Yeah, good.
So you couldn't know, these emotions have always been here because you couldn't invent them, you wouldn't know, and because you know them, they've already been here, right?
Just like, exactly.
So you get that, Carol?
You know what it is or not.
Beg your pardon?
And you have them whether you recognize
them. Yeah,
them
and so we, that would be a mystery why we have emotions. They've always been here, they're not caused by us, we just have them, and then we decide which one we want to have a gain, right?
That's the gauge of what you use for what you want to create, what would bring you more happiness.
Oh, the emotion is a part of the creating aspect.
It's the gauge.
It's the gauge of your creating.
Yeah.
Whether it's working for you or not.
Yeah, and it's the
right.
Inner kingdom. So that's why we have emotions. It's the energy of creating.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other day, Ion, you said something about love is the deal breaker. Do you remember
it
that?
Is.
What does that mean?
The deal breaker.
And what does that mean?
It means that you can have everything that you ask for, and without the force field, you get every single thing you ask for and it make you miserable. Or you get every single thing you ask for and it make you blissful.
Is love?
No, it is not love.
So why do you want to be blissful? Okay, keep going.
Okay, and that's how you gauge. And you say, well, you stupid idiot. What are you talking about? You got every single thing you want. I know, but I'm not happy. Well, why aren't you happy? Well, I wanted it this way or that way, or it's too much.
We don't know why it's judging itself. That judging, gauging has always been here.
It's always been here,
the mystery gauge.
Well, the gauge is nothing other than your preference.
Yeah, which is the effect of being in the physical.
And that's how you can change your mind. I wanted a great big house. I got it, and it didn't make me happy. So now I want a little house so I can be cozy. Okay, and that makes me happy. Okay, then that's how you say, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. The same way...
Yeah, I understand the simple process, but I'm wondering why it exists. It seems to be a necessary part...
So you can
gauge your life in the physical.
Right.
Okay, so I think I want to end that point and come to...
Well, I still don't get it. Why is love the deal breaker?
Because without it, without the gauge, you would never know what to create.
So we're adding a factor. Love is not just a container, it's a gauge.
No. Love is not a gauge. It is a force field.
But you're bringing in that you're talking about a gauge in the realm of the inner kingdom. Is that the switch thing we were talking about? No.
Yeah. How much bliss you want.
Oh, that's the switch thing.
But then you said bliss doesn't have anything to do with love.
No. You asked if bliss was love, and we said no.
Uh-huh.
Bliss is not a force field.
Bliss
love
is an emotion.
Bliss is an emotion.
And the gauge, we talk about the switch on and off, the faucet. The gauge, the faucet, and the switch are interchangeable words.
The interplay
with the container, which has a lot of water in it, quote, motions, you know, water metaphorically.
Let's go back to where do you put love in the sentence about people can get all the material stuff, but they're still not happy? Where does love enter into that sentence or discussion?
Okay.
As a gauge or whatever you were trying
to say. Well, the gauge. Let's say you have a preference, a thought. I'd like to engage something. Okay. Well, there's a reason why you think you'd like to engage it, because it would bring you to a place of a better place, a better feeling than you previously had. Otherwise, why would you want it?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a thought, and then that comes maybe from your outer kingdom, the new computer thingy, and you'd like that. Well, you play with it. Now, once you get that thing, you can have a positive response to it, or it can be a piece of crap and be a very negative response. Well, those feeling places that you then develop are contained within a force field, and which one you embrace is what you use to gauge, well, I'll never buy this product from you again because I had a bad feeling.
Hey, Karen, this is going on too long, right? It's got lost. You agree, Karen?
No, I was getting it.
Oh, sorry. What have we gotten so far? What's he going on about?
It's like we used to know about emotions being a way of gauging where you're at with your experiences.
We used to know that, is what you're saying?
We've been told that before, but I guess I still don't know how love fits in there, because we're talking about emotions being a gauge, and love is not an emotion.
Yeah, the emotions are what you like, Carolyn.
Yeah.
You like
that's
bliss.
That's fine. But where do you keep your emotions?
In your force field of love.
Well, force field is love. So that's the but.
Forget it. It's like describing your lung. Love is a lung, Carolyn. It's not relevant.
Right.
But the point is, the word, many people think emotions
use,
is love.
Right. That's right. They use love. They use love as an emotion. Well, emotions can change, but love cannot.
So we have certain... The problem, Carolyn, is you got the words God and love and evil as hierarchical, big sign words.
Mm-hmm.
And Iona spends a lot of time trying to get rid of those big sign words.
Because they limit.
Because you, what people think is love, which is emotion, there is love, but it's emotions. You don't call, for one, Ion objects to using the word love. And, well, that's peculiar. Why can't we call it love if we understand it as emotions and not the container? Could we come up with another word for the container?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because that's not what it is. That's what it is. You misunderstand what the word love means, so therefore you find you are in a loveless marriage.
Yeah, but why are we calling, why do we have to call this container love?
Because that's what it is.
Well, what determined it? Onomatopoeia? Or?
You did. Human creators named it.
Oh, a long time ago or in another frequency, we called the word something, a container, we called it love.
For emotions.
And then we've misused the word and applied it to wrong things.
Exactly.
Okay, you want to leave it at that, Carol?
Is it agape love?
What's that mean, Carol? No, it's a container. It's just a
yes,
physiological thing, Carol.
It could be agape. It could be, yes, it can. Agape is a complete container. Yes.
Okay, so agape is another word for the container. You say it's a big...
No, it's an adjective describing the container.
It's a complete container, whereas love is not a complete container.
It is an adjective describing the container. That's all.
An agape container. It's just another word you're arbitrarily sticking on here.
Which is a more complete.
Agape tends not to have emotions involved with it. It's just
that's right.
Pure
it's
love.
A complete container.
Not true love,
Carol. Pure. Love.
Not pure love. You cannot use that
pure,
word. Love.
Yes, you can. Pure force field.
Well, that's just pure lung. You know, pure lung. It's a
without a romantic.
Yeah,
emotion.
Wait. Here's Carolyn. You're interested in the romance. You're not interested in the technical apparatus. You want the emotions. You're into the emotions. Ion is confusing you because it's bringing in an irrelevant factor: the container, the lung material. When it's the emotions, why don't we go into what emotions are?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Okay.
And so we're trying to find out, Ion, where they came from. But emotion is implied, it's a given, it's an eternal factor, because when you engage with the physical, you're judging how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, there are feelings. We don't even know why there are feelings. There just are. Correct, Ion?
You can answer him, Ion.
Yeah,
there's not a question.
Yeah, Carol
told you.
It doesn't matter. It is a question.
He'll never answer.
Yeah, it's silly. It's
so
a
my.
It is.
I mean, you're having a conversation with Bob, so just
yes
or no.
It's a question. It's like you're being a little kid who doesn't like the word love and wants another word. Okay, what was I saying, Carol? What was my question?
Who knows?
Yeah, it's too stupid the way you do this, Ion. You distract us. We're trying to seriously get it pinned down. We don't know why we have emotions. That's a question. Do we know why we have emotions? Yes, because of the gauging. But the feeling places came from someplace. And there's no beginning, so we don't know where feeling places began. Would you agree with
they
that?
They always have been. No, we wouldn't. They always have been.
You would agree with me?
Would not.
Well, that's what I said. They have always been. Emotions have always been. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay, that's it, Carol. Emotions have always been. It's emotions. And around Ion, you cannot use the word love. Even though we could talk about it, even though when Ion's not around.
Can,
But Ion is picky about the word love.
No, we're just going to clean up for what it really means.
No, it doesn't mean you're wrong. You have love applying to the lung container, and we don't mean that. We mean by love our emotions.
But everyone doesn't, so it becomes more confusing than it does enlightening.
Everyone doesn't. Well, you know, that depends. That's a case by case basis. What do people? Well, how would they get confused about emotions, which are always here, been here?
Because they get. How do you fall madly in love with someone and then decide you can't stand them anymore?
That's an emotion.
Well, but they call it love.
Yeah, and that's okay. They call it love because love's an emotion. But
then love stinks.
No. Now you're getting silly. You're putting your opinion in there.
No, we're using love the way you mean it.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And that's wrong.
So why do you bring? What's interesting is you bring in love as a container. What is this container aspect? Is that a physiological structure?
It's called a force field, Bob.
Why do we need to know about the force field?
Because you don't know what love means.
Look, everybody uses.
Yeah. See.
What?
You say look, we say see.
Yeah. The love thing. Well.
Is a force field.
Yeah, we can agree or disagree on that. You're insisting on a word, which is kind of silly. I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight to Carolyn here. Hey, Carolyn, you're getting the insight that Ion is eccentrically saying the word love means a hammer, and you can't use it in other ways. But love is an emotion. Love is a feeling.
No, it is not.
Okay, you have to explain what the difference is.
Okay, a hammer is not a feeling.
Okay.
You can use a hammer to whack your thumb, and you can cause a feeling.
Right.
You can use the force field to hit your hand and cause an
emotion. Is a hammer a force field?
No.
Close, very close.
Very close. It's contained in a field, which is the hammer. Okay, if you go it that way, yeah, we can go with that.
Okay.
The hammer would be the force field.
We're asking why you're bringing in this force field, physiological, almost like structural aspect, in dealing with emotion, which always been.
Well, but always been, you use the word almost as a false premise.
Look, granted people are emotional and they don't control their emotions and they're changing their emotions all the time. And their language about it is hypocritical and erroneous.
But that's not love. That's emotion.
Right. And what is it that love is? It's just a force field.
It's a force field that contains the emotions.
And that doesn't tell us anything in relation to the emotional life. Right, Cal? How does it help you?
It cleans up where the emotions are.
You're trying to point out that emotions are not sort of significant, but they are because they've been always here.
We didn't say that. We didn't say they weren't.
We don't know why you have to clean it up. We don't have an issue about why it has to be cleaned up. Why does emotion have to be cleaned up, Carolyn?
Does it?
It's not helping to bring in love, which is the hammer, the force field. You might be trying to say something else, Ion.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, what is it, the else that you agree, Carol? It's not helping making this.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
That's why people don't understand it. It's an arbitrary, eccentric point. Love is a hammer, not all those emotions. And everybody knows, love is my emotion. Their concepts about it comes from God or this and that are erroneous. But those are transitory verbal equivalents that people use to talk. It's a flux of confusion. That's the human experience. And you're always gauging your relationship to things. You know, you're determining how you feel, prefer things. So bringing to the fact that there's a structure called a lung hammer love is not related. See, Ian, aren't you concerned that Carol doesn't understand you?
So, yes, like love is this box in which are all the 30 or 40 human emotions
are contained.
Where they're contained. So do people in the middle of thinking they're in love, all of a sudden they get angry or blissful or joyful or jealous?
I mean, how do those emotions relate to love?
You can have all those emotions and still love someone.
Oh, okay. There, see, now, let's hold there. And still love. He's brought in the word love to refer to some kind of action. That's not just a container.
No. Love? No. Love.
Love someone, or, that's different from emoting with them.
No, it is not. That's how you emote with them.
That's how you
emote. Well, that makes love an emotion.
Yeah.
How you emote is not to emote. How to emote, that's the process. The hammer...
No, you're getting this. How?
All we're saying then, that love is just an emotion box.
This.
So I agree with Bob. You don't...
What's
why
the
use
point?
The word yeah. love when all you're talking about is an emotion
and
box?
And what's the use of knowing that there's a box?
Because you think of love as an emotion, and it is not.
Yeah.
It doesn't serve you individually at all.
We need to know how it doesn't serve us.
Okay? When you use the word love, I love you. Okay? Well, if you allowed in your force field, then you would always love them. But you don't necessarily. You change your preference.
Right.
So how do you unlove? How do you unforce field? You don't. You
well, wait, no, no. See, you're bringing in this. You're trying to make a constant out of the concept of love.
It is.
And it's not relevant. Emotions are changing all the time.
It's either in the box or out of the box.
No, the emotions are changing and people are in a state
of... No, they are not.
Emotions. Chaos all the time.
Not all of them, but emotions don't change. You're either engaging them or you're not. So it's either in the box or out of the box.
Okay, so... you're either engaging them or not. You don't need to bring the box idea. You're engaging them or you're not.
So you either love them and after a while you hate them.
You either have an emotion, one emotion, and then you might have another emotion.
Mm-hmm.
The box thing does not clarify. It's not useful.
The absence of love.
It sounds like you're trying to move people to another state of awareness, and you're calling that higher state of awareness sort of thing as love.
As a force field.
As a force field.
It is.
Okay.
Hate is not the absence of love.
Hate is not the absence of... What is it?
Carolyn just said...
See, don't... You, this thing that you call a higher degree of force fieldness, you call love, call bananas, God, you know, it's the force field you should bring up. What is the point of this force field, regardless of what it's called? What's the use of it?
The use of it is otherwise your emotions would not be contained.
Well, that's not a definition, that sort of...
Well,
I thought it was a conversation.
No. Hold it. If they weren't contained, I understand, if we didn't have contained emotions, we would not know what we feel.
Right. You'd be wide open.
Yeah, so when you come in and create a form, you limit yourself to a form,
mm-hmm.
and one of the feeling effects of that is a feeling place of limited feeling, and that's emotion.
But if you had a place to put that emotion where you could control it, then it could serve you well at your pleasure.
Why would you want to control it?
You have to, otherwise you wouldn't...
And that's done everywhere. So you're just technically saying there is a place where you control your emotions, a box, and you're calling
and
it... You might as well just call it a grasshopper. But you're picking a very touchy word, love, and throwing that in the mix, which is ridiculous to put in the word love. You might as well say the box is God.
Well, it's an emotions box.
Yeah, God is the container for the emotions box.
So instead of love, then you say emotion holder.
Right.
Okay, we'll do that.
Can we drop the word love?
Yes, but then
when can we use the word love?
We don't see any. It's silly. Don't use it ever.
Oh, okay. That's what
it's
saying.
But then Ion keeps saying we love you more than you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's our words. He's using our words. Yeah, you shouldn't use that word.
Why? We do.
We agree.
What
to,
does
we
love
just
mean?
Agreed not to use love. Yeah, we love you more than we contain you more than you know.
That's right. We contain you more than you know. That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, but what are you?
Nonsensical.
And okay, so what?
We contain you. We contain more of you than you do.
You know how big a nonphysical is compared to the others.
We're a form. Yeah, we're a limited form.
Yeah.
But, right. And so that's...
But you contain a force field bigger than you know.
Oh, we know that. We know all that. But why are you you know, bring the word back, love. Why are you insisting on using that word?
Because it applies. It's what it is.
But when people, as you say, mix it up with so many other things, then it does get very confusing what you mean.
Well, people run around talking about God, and they don't know what God is.
Yeah, that's right.
If they leave that out, too.
It's the, I missed it, the good important point. People need to know that their emotions are containing functions, that they are, they would not have them if you weren't in a limited form.
Yeah, and they're contained within the inner kingdom, where then you can take them as you want to, or you choose to.
Engage your experience regarding it. Because sometimes ice cream can make you happy, and sometimes it can make you sick.
This food stuff. Okay, so stay with the word, rather than bringing examples, because it gets distracted. We're trying to get you to stay with the uselessness of the word love, because you're not referring to anything. You're just saying you're human and you're limited, and you're more than that, more than what you are. Mm-hmm. So why not say love is inhuman, not limited by your form? But I don't even want to bring in love, because you come into the physical and you want to be limited, and that creates emotions. Do you feel emotions in non-physical?
No,
because you're so large. So it comes back to what people always say. We're human beings. This is the way we are. That's an explanation as good as saying love's the boss. We're just human beings. A bunch of words that refers to something that people find it hard to control. They kind of control it, but then they get all screwed up if they're controlling it in one way, and then they say, I want to control it another way, or I want to not experience that kind of control. Right, Carol? That's an ongoing thing.
So that's why we clean up that particular word, because it's a big catch word that no one knows how to apply correctly.
But you're not, we can understand that there's not an external God, that you are God, but to bring in, to talk about
you. We're not God. You're God.
That's what I just said. We know that we are God, okay?
Yeah.
That we clean up that one. The word love is, after that, you don't need to know anything. Love is not an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're dropping it.
Yeah, we don't have love. We engage with our emotions, which is our measure of how we're doing.
And basically, that's because what's most important is how the distance between you and you, how you feel, how you're doing.
How you gauge whether it's too hot or too cold.
How you're doing, all those then would fit into the degrees of separation. Because if you're into that place, if you knew you were God, you'd know how you're feeling. You'd know how you're doing.
Yeah, you wouldn't be worried about how hot it is or how cold it is.
And what it is.
Right? It's physical.
What, where, and how.
It's sensations.
Right.
Okay, so now.
Because love then, the way we've defined it as humans, is whether or not someone loves me. Or whether I love someone.
The protective factor.
And that has nothing to do with the actual experience.
Right.
Well, what is the actual experience? No, see, it does have. It's just a word for the gauging of who's protecting you when you're feeling threatened or lessened and all that. Or whether you're getting laid enough. It's all just about what you're feeling.
Well, so then if that's the way you want to say it, then you judge the hammer by how effective the hammer is.
Okay, yeah. No, this is the way I prefer to say it. If we get on the show and say we refuse the word love, a lot of people are going to start asking why, because it is a big meme. How do you get someone to, I have no problem that they use the word love. I don't want to drop the word love.
Right.
That's what people think it is. And I wouldn't bring in the issue, it's not an emotion.
Well, it's not.
It's not, I mean, it's not, it's a force field. What? There's no point in bringing that in, because you're trying to get people to get out of being human.
Right.
Why don't we leave it that, Carol? He's trying to get people out of being limited to the human form.
Right.
And if we didn't,
because otherwise we wouldn't have ever come forth. You'd already get it.
No, I understand. That's what the medium is message. You are limited by your sensory conditions, and you shouldn't be limited. And you got to change your images of what you are.
Good. So why don't we just go back in your time and destroy the printing press, and then we wouldn't even have all this. It would all be worked out, because it was already worked out until they separated.
No, we knew that. We knew that. No, we agree
with
that.
Let's do that, and then we'll
destroy the printing press, because we're not fanatic about one aspect of reality. That we just explain what it does, but we're not want to destroy it. Why make a big issue? That's resisting and pushing against the printing press.
And that is why love is known as a force field.
No, isn't. That does not. We're talking about accepting the printing press, understanding what it is, engaging
what
if we
accept,
want to, and then you bring
what
it
is
into
acceptance.
Life.
He's saying acceptance is love.
Is an emotion.
Acceptance is an he just said it's an emotion. That's not love. Acceptance is an emotion.
Yeah. If you're going to accept, you're going to be accepting.
I'm not totally accepting. It's an ongoing drama. Sometimes I don't mind books. Sometimes I do mind them. It's just, you know, the chaos is okay.
Okay.
It's only, but you have to pay attention to the other person. I agree with being sensitive. Okay, are we in the books? Yeah, we're in the books. Okay, when I'm with you, I'll really be in the books. But I ain't going to be that when I'm away from you, you know. You kind of adjust. You allow yourself to become the other person's reality.
Mm-hmm.
You help them be, you take responsibility for their happiness.
Mm.
See? That's fighting words.
Yeah, those are fighting words. It's interesting, if we did get on to many big issues, we're not going to ever talk about love. We'd definitely be called a cult. Because we're all upset about the word. So why, that's why we don't make an issue out of the word, love.
Right.
But if I want to say love is a force field, I personally don't get involved in that argument, because I know it's silly. But those out there will all get all confused and have readings about how is love the force, because they got thrown by that sequence of words.
Right, and it's good that we talked it through, because now I get it. I get it.
And you get the problem that we're involved in.
Yeah.
It's, well, you'll get someplace.
Well.
Right.
Well.
I overlay it with what I think it is.
I just think this makes me feel like I'm talking to JW. This is like a childish issue that maybe JW would bring up. I don't get that this is Ion's issue, because it's kind of, you don't see what's going on here, Ion. You're stupid on this point. You're being like a kid saying, love is a force field. And we've just proven it's useless to say that, and it confuses people. But if you want to confuse them, you're just playing mind games on people, word games.
Which is what you do a lot, Bob.
Yeah, and we could say that Ion is an expression of me. There's a lot of the way Ion is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Ion is me, but that's interesting.
You could talk about the love body, for Pete's sake, and make it whole.
I wouldn't bother. The thing is, I find that it's exactly what McLuhan says. You're using words, you get trapped in using the words. So everybody's addicted to using love in a certain context, and they don't know that love can be not using that word, and you're getting along with people, or you're bugging them, and it's like you refuse to get bugged by me, and I say, no, get bugged and engage in the language. That's another way of trying to get you out of your human limitation.
Right.
What I perceive as a limitation right now, because I want something, and then you agree or not agree. That's the ongoing drama of conflict.
So the whole discussion about love being a force field was just to get us out of the whole notion that it was an emotion and the
fact that was a game. Ion loves to play.
Mm-hmm.
They love wordy words. They love to just play. They're okay, today grass is made up of mosquitoes. How do we know that? Oh, and then it comes up with a bunch of reasons to explain how grass is made out of mosquitoes.
Do you do that type of thing, Ion? Play wordy games?
No. We only engage where the human creators are asking.
Well, you know, you're not explaining why the concept love is a force field helps anybody.
You didn't ask that.
Oh, what does it help, the concept of love is a force field?
It allows you, in your place, wherever you are, to have a new way to consider what you thought love was.
So that's true, but I think it doesn't work. They end up getting frustrated, like Carolyn and Sheila, and give up, because it's not, love is not a force field. So you're saying, I'll make up this story so that you can consider how your other use of the story is limited. It's another way of trying to wake people, trying to get them out of the hypnosis of the concepts they use. The hypnosis of the concepts they use, and I agree with that. Like that's why you play word games, to get them not so limited by an image, to get them to the ambiguous, uncertain position of not knowing really what it is, and therefore not depending to know on what the concept is defined as. Like,
but what it's defined as is not serving them either.
Any definition is not serving them until they learn how to be fluid with perception.
Okay.
Which is
if you are fluid with a concept, let's say love, okay? If you're fluid with
a
concept,
like me,
love,
I am saying I don't love Carolyn. I don't mind bringing that into our relationship. Like, don't get too involved with what you think love is, and I got to match with that. Include the idea I don't love you, so that you can flow with, that you're not limited, you're just enjoying Bob or interacting in the present with Bob without any definitions about what it is. Is that what you were going to say, Ion?
No, but humans define their relationship by how much they, like Carolyn said, how much you love or how much they love.
Well, no, they have concepts, right. And this Krishnamurti tries to get you out of your memory and your concepts. I understand the guru's attempt to get you not limited. And we don't know why some people can do it and others can't.
Well, just because they hear it, they consider it, and they either embrace it or not. And if they do, great. And if they don't, great. But then they'll find themselves crossways. If you could just say the hammer is the hammer and not have a big who about why it's a hammer or how it's a hammer or who decided it was a hammer, instead of it being a grasshopper, why can't it just be a hammer? Well, a hammer is a hammer, okay? Love is a force field.
Yeah, and I find that you're saying things is this or that defeats the purpose of awareness of the flexibility and ambivalence of things. I don't care whether it's called a hammer or not. You're insisting on a point, and you're missing the tactility and the flow of life.
Mm. Well, yes, of course we would.
You would what? Miss the flow of life?
The flow of life.
Yeah, because you're non-physical. So on that level, you're totally irrelevant to our situation.
Of course.
You have nothing to say to us. But there are a lot of concepts about the invisible and unknowable world, and you're the unknowable world come in to communicate with us. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and make us aware of concepts that we are getting all hung up about.
It's a new way to clean up our concepts. This is a new art form with IR.
If you have more control, and when you have more control, then you have your power.
Yeah, and your power is recognizing living with ambivalence. And the thing that impresses people is ESP. There's something we don't know, kinds of knows about you. That's what impresses people.
Mm-hmm.
The parlor tricks is what works.
Okay.
And you don't like the parlor tricks, and you get picky
about
it. But I can understand you objecting to the parlor tricks because you don't want to get too involved. Oh, we got the parlor tricks. We now know that. You always begin from the position of never arriving and knowing anything. You can still live and enjoy life without having to know anything. Which is why we celebrate Bob's state of mind. He doesn't know anything, doesn't care.
Serves me well. But
serves me well, that's right.
Yeah, because for you, Bob, for you, and for lots, for many, 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 more getting this every day, the point is for you, it's, would I rather be right or happy? And you say, well, I'd rather be happy.
Okay. Yeah, because
Bob says he'd rather be both.
I come up with a new answer. I'd rather be right and happy. And I know to be right, you know, it means that you include the not knowing. That's when you're right.
We don't care about right. We'd rather be happy.
Yeah, but that's limited. That's slow. We like to be right and happy. We can have both.
And then that right and happy puts you in a position where you're calling non-physical childish and can't get there and aren't helping us and can't get plugged
in. Yeah, what I mean is that You are coming into the physical, which you can't be part of, and you're not, and you're stumbling around trying to be one of us. If God was one of us, you know, trying to be one of us, and I'm pointing out, no, you're actually confusing us. I have no problem you showing up and doing it, but we're showing you the limitations of your enterprise.
Well, congratulations.
Now, it is interesting that you are making people feel joy and massaging their non-physical. That's, you know, the big record will be the silent one, the silence of Ion. That'll make people feel good. I'm interested in that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I recognize the limitation of words and all that we're doing. Mix elements together in a way and have an effect. That is a contribution. That's a different kind of theater. Because Ion says we will then create more diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you get the point about if this answer to cancer works, that's pretty impressive. It's like helping Carol. Like, once she does that, then I don't tell her, okay, we're going to combine this and that and create this effect. It's like constant alchemy, constant wowing them with a performance of something.
Mm-hmm.
Drink this substance, like in Lost, you drink this substance, you are now the same as me.
Mm-hmm.
So Carol says, drink this liquid, this Axion, and you'll be like healthy like me. So that... What do you think of that, Ion? That little talking I did.
It was nice.
It was nice yesterday. Okay, so I think, we always come to the problem of how you engage with someone else and then how much you're going to get involved with them or be hypnotized by them or withdraw. And you don't want to withdraw if it's the person requires you, because then they will get hurt. And humans like to... Do all humans want to feel good together? Or do some just perversely like the feeling of hate and get into that feeling?
Well, no, they have to. They're trying to validate their place on planet Earth, and they can't accept their power, so they have to blame someone else why they can't get it.
How do they get? Ian doesn't know why we get disconnected like that.
Well, you chose to separate your power away from you. That's how.
But what's the thing before that? What made them choose that?
They did not feel comfortable in their place of power. They didn't want to be responsible for their creation.
But they might not even know what they're being responsible for. It's like, that's why I call the chaos of emotions here. They just were going along, all of a sudden they felt bad. And then they make up all these reasons why they feel bad. And then all of a sudden they feel good. Oh, okay, I'm okay now. Do you know what I mean? But we are limited. So it's the concept that you're in.
I think that a lot of people these days have the impression that they are responsible for what happens to them. And I think that freaks a lot of people out.
Because it's not a healthy idea. You're not responsible. You're in chaos. It's how you can surf the chaos and how you can control it. I am not going to inflict my chaos on you. So that's what responsibility is, the ability not to respond to when you get freaked out or to respond when you do get freaked out. It's the control, the containing of yourself. That's part of why people get along.
Well, and if you had a good force field, then your feelings would become unhurtable, and then it would make life much more...
How do you get a good force field?
By activating the force field, the power, which is a force field, the containment, the line of containment. You reinforce that and understand and overlay what love is that strong love or big love.
No, don't bring in the word love. How do I act? People are always asking this. How do I activate my force field?
Okay. Focus. Give attention to it.
But Ian also says, don't focus on it. Let the source energy look after it. The opposite idea.
The force field. We don't say let non-physical take over your force field.
Yeah, you say let source energy take over whatever you want.
Well, you can't.
You're making a big distinction with this force field. Right, Carol? Ian says, let it ride, don't give any attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do pay attention to your force field.
Mm-hmm. Your inner kingdom, you certainly do.
Okay, so develop the difference, Carol. But we know you relax now, you don't give any attention. But he just said if you want to activate and become powerful, pay attention to it. Give it attention.
To your inner kingdom.
Pay attention to your inner kingdom?
Absolutely.
Well, what's that? Where is that? What's the image we have of an inner kingdom? Is that the north of my lung or is it my body? You know, where's the inner kingdom? Why be worried about focusing on that image?
You don't, but if you want to activate it, then you have to notice it.
Okay. That's think and see. Think it, see it. In other words, you want to activate your power. Make up the idea you've got power that you want to activate.
Okay.
You may not need to activate your power.
Contain.
You don't need to activate your power. That's the ascending person does not activate their power. It's not an issue.
You have to contain it.
Beg your pardon?
You have to contain it.
To activate it?
No. Once you activate it, you have to contain it. Because if you don't contain it, it'll slip back into a box, which is where you got crossways.
Okay, so you have to contain it. Like, that's a big rule about I've activated, now I got to contain it. Well, that's just recognizing other people's realities, which is the dream of cognition of adapting to someone or not adapting to them.
What does that have to do with an individual human ascending, coming into their power and containing it?
Well, why contain it? Why not have infinite power?
You can, but if you don't contain it, you'll put it in a box or a statue.
If you don't contain it, if you don't box it, you'll put it in a box.
Right.
Contain means a box to me.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah.
Well, it's you in your human meat sack.
Yeah, you think you're in this limitation.
Hey, how can unlimited power be a limitation, Bob?
Yeah, but you're saying to limit it by putting it in a box.
Containing.
You're saying
it
that ion.
Limitation.
Yeah, you're saying you got this great power, but make sure you limit it.
No, well, limit it to the point that you want to control it. Otherwise, it'll overrun you.
Maybe it wouldn't overrun you.
Maybe you say direct it. Learn how to direct it.
What's wrong if it overruns you? Well, nothing would happen.
Your head could explode.
You're already overrun by life. You think you're going to go die. And all I have to say, no, I'm not going to die. I'll transition, so I'm not overrun by it. So why not? You're creating a fear thing, a worry. Uh-oh, I'm overrun by it. No, I'm not overrun by anything. And that's activating your power. It's not being fooled by any definitions of what's going on. Right? Right?
Right. Right.
No, I said being catching you using the word containing about something. And then you say, well, if you don't contain, it'll overrun you. That gets you back to square one. You see, this is what people perceive. This is what Steve goes on about, Steve Legend. They notice this circular thing that's going on with the word game that Ion is playing. I'm not saying that Ion is useless. Ion is activating people, but they do get, and that's the joke of life, you emotionally get involved with the words and try to figure them out and forget that Ion's already massaged you. When you listen to Cash Flow, you turn on the radio, you start engaging it, you're in another world. That's the fact.
And the joy of that is you come into a place you have, if you want to draw a parallel, because it's very delicious.
What's very delicious?
What we're fixing to say.
Okay.
You take a...